KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In baseball, Mike Leake pitched 7 strong innings and hit a 2-run single as the St. Louis Cardinals homered 4 times on Sunday, and they beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-0. Jed Jerko, Stephen Piscotty, Brandon Moss, and Jeremy Hazelbaker all went deep. The Cards had hit multiple home runs in 9 straight games, tying a major league record before failing to connect Saturday night in a 4-2 loss. Johnny Peralta added 3 hits as the Cardinals finished a 6-3 road trip. They remain 1.5 games ahead of Miami for the final wild card spot in the National League. Cardinals got 6 extra base hits to set a club record of 14 straight games with at least 3 extra base knocks. Also in baseball, Danny Duffy won his 10th straight decision. Eric Hosmer doubled in the go-ahead run, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 2-1 on Sunday. That's their 8th consecutive win. The Royals swept a 4-game series from the Twins for the first time since 1999, and they have their longest winning streak since an 8-game run August 3rd through 11th of 2014. Duffy, undefeated since June 6th, improved to 5-0 with a 1.18 earned run average in the month of August. His 2.66 ERA ranks second right now in the American League. He's 11-1 on the season. Duffy left after 6 2/3 innings, allowing 1 run and a season-high 8 hits while walking 2 and striking out 4. Elsewhere around the league, the Cleveland Indians continue to own a 7-game lead in the American League Central after taking 2 of 3 from Toronto, with both victories coming in their final at-bat. Jose Ramirez was the hero in Sunday's 3-2 win over the Blue Jays after providing a go-ahead 2-run homer in the bottom of the 8th inning. Detroit remains 7 games behind Cleveland after trouncing the Red Sox 10-5. Justin Upton collected 6 RBIs with a pair of 3-run homers, the second of which put the Tigers up 8-0 in the 5th inning. Elsewhere around the league, Texas absorbed an 8-4 loss at Tampa Bay that keeps the Rangers' lead in the AL West at 6 games over Seattle. The Mariners took a 7-6 loss in Milwaukee to Milwaukee as Tom Wilhelmson surrendered 4 runs in the 9th inning. Houston's 5-3 win at Baltimore gets the Astros within 3.5 games of an AL wildcard playoff berth, and it keeps the Orioles 2.5 games out of first in the AL East. Los Angeles paces the National League West by a half game over San Francisco after Julio Urias scattered 6 hits over as many innings to pitch the Dodgers past the Reds 4-0 at Cincinnati. Noah Syndergaard won a pitcher's duel against Jeff Samardzija, and Yoenis Cespedes homered for the 3rd time in 2 games to lead the Mets past the Giants 2-0 in San Francisco. Atlanta rallied from an early 4-run deficit and beat the Nationals 7-6 on Jace Peterson's walk-off homer with 2 outs in the 10th inning. Nolan Arenado swung a hot bat in Colorado's 11-4 win over the Cubs, going 4-for-5 with a pair of 3-run homers. Also, the Marlins were 3-2 winners at Pittsburgh. Andrelton Simmons delivered a pair of RBI singles, and Julius Chacin combined with 3 relievers on a 6-hitter, and the Angels blanked the New York Yankees 2-0. The White Sox doubled up Oakland 4-2, and also it was San Diego beating Arizona 9-1. If Mike Warren was considered a surprise in 2015 for Iowa State, he certainly won't be this season. The native of Lawton, Oklahoma, was the leading freshman running back in the country a year ago by piling up 1,339 yards and was named the Big 12 Freshman of the Year. Cyclone coach Matt Campbell says Warren will be the focus of opposing defenses this year.
The motto of every great defensive coordinator is, how do I stop the running game? So Michael's got to be able to adapt to that and understand, how are people trying to take him away? And then we've got to do a great job of, what are options A, B, and C down the road? They want to take him away here. How do we still get the ball in his hands?
Campbell says Warren is not the only weapon at running back, and it may be the deepest position on the team.
I think we feel a lot better about that position today than maybe what I felt like leaving spring practice. And I think what you'll see is a collective effort at that running back position, and I think you got some game changers in these 2 young guys.
Warren says he's preparing for the added attention that he'll receive from opposing defenses.
Just being thrown to the spotlight, I'm pretty used to it now, but, you know, there's still a lot more work to do, just like knowing that they're going to be keen on me. And, just have to prepare my game better than ever before.
And Warren says he's taking on more of a leadership role this season.
Definitely been more vocal on and off the field. And, I just got to make sure that, say, like, we're going to, like, a game against, you know, one of our opponents, and then I just got to make sure I'm prepared, like, for what they're going to do, and then, you know, watch film and all that other stuff.
Iowa State opens up their season on September 3rd at home against in-state rival Northern Iowa as Cyclone football kicks off less than 2 weeks from now. Well, the defending national champions are number one in the Associated Press College Football preseason poll. Alabama received 33 of 61 first-place votes and 1,469 total points from the media panel. Clemson is ranked second with 16 first-place votes, 7.5 months after the Tigers lost to the Crimson Tide in the national title game. Oklahoma is third, followed by Florida State and LSU. Ohio State, Michigan, Stanford, Tennessee, and Notre Dame round out the top 10. The second 10 led by Mississippi. Michigan State is 12. Texas Christian is number 13. Washington, Houston, and UCLA are 14, 15, and 16. Iowa opens up the season ranked 17th. The Hawkeyes coming off a 12-2 season. Behind the Hawkeyes, Georgia at number 18. Louisville at 19. Southern Cal is ranked number 20. The 21st through 25th ranked teams are Oklahoma State, North Carolina, Baylor, Oregon, and Florida to open up this football season. Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly says he has kicked starting safety Max Redfield off the team and suspended reserve cornerback Devin Butler indefinitely after their arrests in separate incidents. Kelly says four others arrested with Redfield are subject to internal discipline. State police say they found marijuana and a loaded handgun inside their car. In racing news, Kevin Harvick passed Denny Hamlin for the lead with 70 laps to go and then stayed in front until he saw the checkered flag at Bristol Motor Speedway. Harvick led 128 laps for his second Sprint Cup victory of the season and his second at the high-banked half-mile concrete bull ring. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was second, followed by Denny Hamlin, Austin Dillon, and Chris Buescher. Kyle Busch led 256 laps, but he was knocked out in a crash on lap number 373. That race was finished a day behind schedule following bad weather on Saturday night. In golf, Siwoo Kim has earned his first career PGA victory by capturing the Wyndham Championship by 5 shots over Luke Donald. The 21-year-old South Korean player closed with a 3-under-par 67 to finish at 21-under, 259 at Sedgefield Country Club, tying the tournament's 72-hole record set by Carl Pettersson in 2008. Donald shot a 67 for a one-shot edge over Hideki Matsuyama and Brant Snedeker for second place. Well, the Rio Olympics are officially over following a closing ceremony that was a bit more subdued than the opener. The athletes danced, smiled, and took selfies as they entered the stadium and walked around the arena's floor during the flag procession. Simone Biles had the honor of carrying the U.S. flag for the ceremony after winning 4 gold medals. Once the Olympic cauldron's flame was extinguished, the stadium turned into a samba-fueled carnival-like party. Athletes got up from their chairs and danced alongside the costumed performers and a giant float featuring birds. IOC President Thomas Bach declared the Rio Games over, and the Olympic flag was formally handed over to the governor of Tokyo, who will host the 2020 Summer Games. The ceremony took place on a rainy and windy night in the same venue where Brazil beat Germany on penalty kicks to win a gold medal in men's soccer just one day earlier. The remaining athletes in Rio gathered hours after the U.S. men's basketball team captured the country's final gold medal in a 96-66 blowout against Serbia. Kevin Durant poured in 30 points for the United States 4 years after he scored 30 in the gold medal game at London. DeMarcus Cousins added 13 points and 15 rebounds as the U.S. team took gold for the third straight Olympics. Mike Krzyzewski is the first coach to lead 3 gold medal-winning Olympic teams. That was his final game on the bench for the U.S. Also on the final day of the Rio Games, Clarissa Shields is the first American boxer to win 2 gold medals. The 21-year-old Flint, Michigan native earned a unanimous decision over a Dutch fighter to wrap up back-to-back middleweight gold. Shields ran her Olympics record to 6-0 and stayed undefeated since the 2012 London Olympics, winning 2 world championships and a Pan American Games title. Kyle Snyder won gold in the 97-kilogram class to become the youngest Olympic wrestling champion in U.S. history. The 20-year-old is the second straight American wrestler to win Olympic gold in his weight class 4 years after Jake Varner won in London. Snyder beat Varner at the U.S. Olympic team trials in April. The U.S. has its first marathon medal since 2004 after Galen Rupp captured the bronze. The United States men's volleyball team rallied from a 2-set deficit against Russia to capture the bronze medal. U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Scott Blackmon says further action is coming in the matter of 12-time swimming medalist Ryan Lochte and his 3 teammates whose story of a robbery overshadowed the Rio de Janeiro Games. Blackmon offered no details on what disciplinary action may be coming, but he made no effort to hide his frustration with the situation. Blackmon said the swimmers let down other U.S. athletes and the country. And the United States dominated the overall medal count with 121, finishing first overall in each category. The Americans racked up 46 gold medals, 37 silver, and 38 bronze. China collected 70 medals overall, while Britain had 67. The 51-medal margin over runner-up China is the largest in a non-boycotted Olympics in nearly a century. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.